District 1 Councilman-elect James Rogers says as a new member of the council, he's focused on rehabilitating neglected residential, community, and commercial areas in his district, pointing to his work overseeing the renovation of a commercial office space just west of Capitol Hill.
I witnessed firsthand the tremendous benefits that not only come from the beautification of such an area, but the quantifiable impact that such improvement brings to the community in terms of safety, new business, tax revenues, and other growth opportunities.
Aaron Mendenhall, executive director of Breathe Utah, was elected to represent District 5 in Salt Lake City. Mendenhall says she's especially concerned with confronting infrastructure issues related to the region's booming population.
I will work to find collaborative solutions to our difficult issues, from a declining sewer system to our future transit options and our air quality. I will work to be the good neighbor I see our city council seats to be.
District 7 Councilwoman-elect Lisa Ramsey Adams says her fair-minded, moderate approach will guide her decisions, though she didn't point to any specific policy changes she would make.
As beautiful as a setting as it has, it is the people who live here who make it a place of welcome and warmth. I hope to promote kindness, respect, understanding, civility, and caring as I serve on the City Council.
In all, four council members, including incumbent District 3 Councilman Stan Penfold, were elected to the council in November. Newly elected members will meet with the full City Council for the first time tomorrow to carry out official business. Whitney Evans, KUER News.